This is Digital Dave.
I'm Fast Eddie. What a classic quote that is.
I still can't figure out where they got it.
I think
they had a bug in our camper.
They must have.
And we're joined by Miss Jessica Wright.
Ensign Jessica Wright.
We have to preface that with ensign. Preface. That's a good word.
Yeah, and she's with the United States Coast Guard recently. What, commissioned ensign?
Yep, commissioned in the United States Coast Guard. So I graduated from the academy this year in May, and I'm headed to flight school right after EAA is over this
year. Okay. What do you want to fly besides everything?
Martin Mars. Start small.
Kind of just grateful to be given the opportunity right now. So hoping to fly 60s, hopefully, but I'm pretty happy in anything they'll put me in, I think.
So yeah, it's nice to fly and not have to pay for the fuel.
I'm telling you. Well, you're also a licensed sport pilot now too, right?
I am, yeah. So my grandparents started bringing me to Air Venture when I was in junior high. So it's my 9th Air Venture, actually. And so I think that's where my love for it all started. So when I decided to apply for colleges, aviation was my main goal. And military seemed to fit my lifestyle too, so... Coast Guard it was.
Why the Coast Guard? I mean, you could have gone with the Navy, the Marines, the Army. They all have aviation divisions.
Right. So when I was looking at it, I was looking at the percentage of pilots that the academies graduated, and Coast Guard Academy graduated the highest percentage of pilots. So that's the one I went with. But
interesting.
I kind of stumbled upon it, but going back, I wouldn't change it for anything. It was amazing school. I graduated with 186 cadets, so very small class, very family oriented, and just an amazing service. So I love it a lot. So.
Okay, where would you like to be stationed? What's your dream base? That's the word I was trying to come up with.
So I got to spend last summer in Kodiak, Alaska. And that was just the pinnacle, I think, of Coast Guard aviation. It was beautiful, breathtaking views.
Cold.
Definitely challenging environment. Yeah, so...
Really cold.
Very cold.
Yeah, that's a very challenging environment.
Yeah.
So one thing is that they don't send anyone right out of flight school to Kodiak, Alaska. So it's a second tour billet, but definitely an amazing place to be. So I have to go back to Alaska.
Yeah, because everything there is so extreme. I guess there's no room for errors, and that's why they don't want the newbies up there.
Right. Yep.
They want the seasoned vets.
So instead, you're going to go down to, say, Key West?
Yeah, some really crappy base like Honolulu, you know?
Yeah. That's one thing. I don't think the Coast Guard has too many bad stations. So.
Yeah, yeah.
So always seem to be in beach areas. Have you ever noticed that?
What's funny about the Coast Guard, they're not much need for them in Arizona.
Hey, you never know.
So maybe another reason I'm happy I joined the Coast Guard, too. Not a bad station.
Oh, yeah, yeah. She's a surfer.
Well, nothing wrong with that. I mean, I've met people from Coast Guard Base, Elizabeth City, North Carolina, mm-hmm. as well as Brooklyn, New York. Great people. They have a fun helicopter, too.
Yep, yep. So you went through the Coast Guard Cadet School.
Yes.
I don't even know what I can't string words together today. Anyway.
Come on,
downshift. Did you find it harder than you expected?
It was a four-year program, just like any other university, and I graduated with my Bachelor's of Science in Civil Engineering. It was challenging, but definitely to my caliber. I liked the organization, and having a schedule makes me very comfortable. So it was definitely strict and regimented and what I wanted out of a college. So an amazing experience, but all the cadets there say it's not college. It's definitely something different. But
oh, yeah.
But it was great.
It's college without the partying.
Yeah.
I was going to say, the question I have is, what is civil engineering? Now, Dave and I here, we're experts.
I could give you the standard joke.
We're experts at uncivil engineering.
Do you know the difference? Okay, here's standard joke.
Go ahead.
The difference between a mechanical engineer and a civil engineer?
No. Go ahead.
A mechanical engineer builds weapons. A civil engineer builds targets.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah, our stuff doesn't move too much.
Yeah, exactly.
And if it does, there's a problem.
Yeah, you didn't do it right.
Either that or there's one heck of an earthquake going on.
No kidding. So what would be your dream flight? I mean, you said you wanted to fly the UH-60s?
I do. Yeah.
Oh, boy. You know, you realize they fly in all weather, night, day, to in you know, your job starts where the normal person says, I'm not going out in that.
It's exciting.
Yeah, I guess you could say that.
The videos that I have seen from Deadliest Catch of the Coast Guard going out and doing rescues and everything, oh, brother, they're really up against it out there. Right. I mean, not only are they trying to rescue people, but they're putting their lives in jeopardy as well. Are you ready to do that?
I would think she is.
She's smiling the whole time. I guess you're ready to go.
Yeah, I got to... Well, first battle is flight school, so 2 years there, and get through all that stuff, and then I think they'll set me up well for my future in the Coast Guard Aviation. So,
how long do you have to sign up for?
So when you graduate the academy, all my classmates owe 5 years afterwards because it's a paid education. We actually get paid when we go to school. They all owe 5 years, and I signed up for an additional 8.
Going to flight school, a career.
Well, hey, you know,
lifer.
That's a great thing too.
Yeah.
Because you know, if you get into the 60, that's excellent experience.
She has to come back.
Yeah, and if you retire out of the Coast Guard after 20, you get a nice pension. Plus, you could probably find a job as a medevac helicopter pilot. Who knows?
Right. Yeah.
They're probably too crazy for the medevac people.
Well, that's fine with me. I mean,
rain? Ah, oh, that's nothing.
You know, there's a tornado going by the office. Ah, oh, we could fly through that.
Yeah, no problem. Just turn a little left.
Yeah, so I'm excited for that for sure.
Yeah, when do you start?
I start August 8th is my report date. So I convinced the Coast Guard it was a good idea for them to send me to Air Venture this year. I needed to represent the academy and then send me down to flight school right after. So
Where's the flight school located?
Pensacola, Florida. It's actually Naval Flight School. So we go through with a bunch of Navy and Marine guys.
Oh, you're going to have a good time.
Yeah, you're going to have a... You're gonna. The word hazing comes to mind.
I keep thinking you might want a sidearm.
I just got to show them that Coast Guard still knows what's up.
Exactly. Yeah. None of us looking down the nose.
You know,
we're just as good as you.
You just tell the Navy that the Coast Guard are the people that they call when they get in trouble.
This is true. Yeah.
Take a brick with you and give it to one of their cadets. You've ever heard that story?
No.
When you're a helicopter pilot, you take a brick with you. If something goes wrong, you throw the brick out and follow it down.
Just remember to flare hard before you land. Well, you know, it sounds like you've really got your career already dialed in.
It sounds like she's going to be running the Coast Guard.
I'm telling you.
She's driven.
It is. It has seemed to work out that way. But I'm very grateful to be given the opportunities I have so far and super excited to get started in my future career.
There you go. Did you say you also started flying gliders?
I did. Yeah, so the first year I came to Air Venture with my grandpa and I kind of got the aviation bug and he's like, shoot, you're only 13. What can we stick you in? And so gliders was the best option. I soloed when I was 14. So got stuck me in gliders and I love that. Flew for a while and then I needed something with a little more power. So I moved to life sports. Well,
pretty much anything has more power than a glider, you know.
Just getting a little slow.
Just remember one thing, that a helicopter is not a glider by any means.
Right.
Well, so they can, sort of.
Sort of, yeah. They all come down sooner or later, but contrary to what a lot of people believe, a helicopter without an engine really is very controllable and very safe if you know what you're doing.
Oh, she'll have her stories. So I guess there's a lot of simulator training involved.
In flight school?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of, just a bunch of stuff we go through. One of the main things is that I'm a little bit nervous for is the dunker and the pool.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, you got to get out of one that's sunken.
Right, and they flip you over and they blindfold you and all that stuff. So
nice. That sounds like something I want to do on a Friday night.
You've got to know that for sure because you're out there over water.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that is for sure a life-saving training. When you hear about the helicopter crashes and stuff, the people who survive are the ones who have gone through that training. So definitely something necessary, but something I'm not too comfortable with right now. So.
Well, just remember that a helicopter is a top-heavy machine.
Right.
And when it lands in the water, the first thing it's going to do is roll over. That's just a fact of life. So this is critical training. Pay attention.
Oh, I'm sure she will. Yeah, I'm sure she's not going to go, yeah, whatever. Come on, let's get on with it.
Come on, hurry up. You're cutting into my beer time.
Yeah, really. Let's do this. And then throw on the other added thing. Now, are they doing it in warm water or cold water?
I think it's in a pool, so.
It'll probably be warm water.
We'll see.
Because that's got to be another part of the shock.
Right. Yeah, well, you wear a dry suit whenever the water temperature is below 70 degrees.
Okay.
You're in a wetsuit, sorry. So, yep.
Well, the good news is that
even as a pilot, you're wearing a wetsuit.
Right.
I didn't know that.
I didn't either.
I thought it was only the rescue swimmer.
Nope.
Well, there is a motivated... there is a motivated, crazy person right there as a rescue swimmer. They jump out of a perfectly good helicopter into the worst weather possible.
Yeah, no kidding.
Right, but we need them, though.
Yeah, and they are...
Because you're not doing it. That was the implied part.
I'm not leaving this helicopter.
Exactly.
But, when you need them, you need them real bad. That's for sure.
Well, somebody else needs them a lot better, more than she does.
But without her, they're not going to get back to land and assistance.
That's how that works?
Yeah, you didn't know that.
No.
Team effort.
Sure. Exactly. Everybody plays an important part.
Now, what about seasickness? I mean, you're going to be flying in some tremendous turbulence.
Right, yeah. I mean, I guess that's a thing for some people. I know some guys who just brought a barf bag and...
And just filled it, yeah.
Keep going.
Okay, yeah. I'm sure you'll probably have a day or two where you use one, but...
Right. Well, you know, if you have to do a rough weather rescue where you've got heavy seas, that could be very disorienting as well. That could cause it. The helicopter is stable, but the ocean is doing all kinds of goofy things.
Their worst case scenario would be storm weather, heavy seas at night.
Yeah.
You have no visual references.
Right.
Yeah, you're relying on your instruments and everything. Well, we've been talking to recently commissioned Ensign Jessica Wright of the United States Coast Guard. I'm Fast Eddie.
And I'm Digital Dave.
And this is EAA Radio.